RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use, helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize, so you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Stop waiting around for the perfect candidate. Instead, use Indeed-sponsored jobs to find the right people with the right skills fast. It's a simple way to make sure your listing is the first candidate see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs have 4 times more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. So go build your dream team today with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Awful, so that's why we have an acronym. But basically, what our the premise of our product is actually we developed a fabric that blocks what's coming off of our body electrically. So if you're alive and you got a heartbeat, you're putting out an extreme low frequency electromagnetic current just through basic bodily functions. When you move, those actually spike quite dramatically. And of course we have, you know, equipment to measure that with and everything else. But, you know, the thing is that when we block these fields, we've discovered, and actually science knew about this that for a long time, this just most of the original research was all done on how animals navigate and how the internal compass works. But we actually block that. So what's coming off our bodies is an extreme low frequency electromagnetic current, very similar to that of the Earth. And we know, like, birds see those fields visually to navigate. But anything that's got an internal compass is actually picking up those electrical fields of the Earth. And that's one of the ways that they're able to navigate so well. What we put out as living beings is only slightly higher than that. So way back in, I mean, we started research on this in like 2007, 2008, you know, just kind of down a rabbit hole, realizing that these two fields are very, very similar. We know they pick it up for navigation. So it wasn't, you know, once we put the dots together, it really wasn't a big leap to say, okay, well, if they can pick it up for navigation, why couldn't they use it for other things? So once we were able to block that, it was pretty easy to see the difference.
So having that understanding, what kind of background did you have, like whether it's electrical, whether it be dealing with wildlife, to even get to that point where you were even studying it?
Well, so I'm a science geek, I guess you might say. But I live in very rural Eastern Oregon, and my family are cattle ranchers and that kind of thing. So I grew up around animals my whole life, and around people who had close relationships with animals. My grandfather was very big on horses. He just loved his horses, and I can remember, you know, being a little kid and him telling me, you know, stay calm around a horse. It doesn't matter how you act. He said, stay calm and keep your heart rate down, all that, because he used to tell me the horse knows what you're thinking, whether he knows it or whether you think he does or not. But what we're really doing is when we're nervous, our heart rate's up, that electrical field is spiking, it's higher, and, you know, animals pick that up, and it's one of the, you know, on the horses, you know, as far as how they're seeing that, they're actually seeing that as something that makes them more nervous. They're actually sensing that. So that's kind of how I came about it. You know, and, you know, originally it was just a, I wonder kind of thing. I was down a rabbit hole on navigation, just on Google, and kind of, you know, I'm one of those guys that'll dive down a rabbit hole for a day sometimes. And, you know, anyway, through all that, I was able to actually connect those two dots. It's like, you know what, if they can navigate with it, why can't they use it for something else? And, you know, actually how to block it was fairly easy. There was some fabrics out there. Originally, the fabric we tested was made for ghost pains in amputees, believe it or not. So if you lost your arm or whatever, they would take a fabric that had a conductive grid and they would cover that, and it would stop those ghost pains. It was a stainless steel, had a stainless steel mesh in it. It was kind of close to where we knew we needed to be to block the electrical field, because blocking an electrical field is just by attenuation. You basically use what's called a Faraday cage. So that you do a grid of conductive fiber that is size and shaped to capture a particular wavelength of energy. So the microwave oven door is a great example of a Faraday cage. It's sized and shaped to block the microwave. And so while you can still see through it, the wave can't go out because it's bigger than the grid. So anyway, using that same philosophy, that's we found a fabric that would kind of do it. It wasn't perfect, but it was enough to see an initial result. Then we went in and actually, you know, I've been in the outdoor industry for a long time, so I had a lot of connections and was able to, I knew a guy that could actually design a fabric specifically for what we do. And our fabric now uses a conductive carbon fiber, so it's real comfortable and all that. The stainless steel stuff wasn't very comfortable, as you might imagine.
But, I can imagine.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of in a nutshell kind of how we came upon it.
So it's an interesting concept, but I've never had a chance to test it for myself. But I've been at a show, and I don't remember where it was, and there was Hex was there. Heck, you might have been there. It's been a while. There was a machine, and I was able to kind of test what my body put off versus what it put off with Hex on my hand or whatever it was. Tell me, refresh my memory on how that little test worked in the show.
Yeah, so we do about 30 consumer shows a year. I do quite a few of them myself personally, but we have another team that does a lot of shows for us too. But at all of our shows, you're going to see that meter. And basically what it is, it's an EMR meter that is specifically designed to pick up the low frequency field. So it was able to get rid of all the other electrical currents in the room through, I mean, there's all kinds of electrical things going around us all the time, but it was able to isolate those. So basically what you would do, you'd just put your hand over our meter and it would pick up your, what science calls your bioelectric signature. Everybody's different, so it is kind of interesting to see the difference. I've had people as high as 500 on that meter. Most people hit around 70 to 100, but it does vary quite a lot between person to person. And I, you know, it doesn't really mean anything health wise. It's just that we all put off a different signature. So you put your hand over that, it would pick that up, and then we would put like regular fabric over it just to prove that regular fabric doesn't do anything. It would go right through like regular fabric. And then we put the Hex fabric over and you can see the attenuation. So that's what you saw. There's actually a couple of videos on our YouTube channel that show that as well. So.
And the whole goal of that is to conceal myself in the woods from animals so they don't pick up on my signature, making me virtually more camouflaged, correct?
Exactly. So, you know, hex doesn't make you invisible. You know, that's one of the big things. And hex isn't a visual camo. So while we do have a camo print on a lot of our products, it's not really, that's not really what we're about. Hex will work under other clothing as well. So basically that fabric contains that grid that we talked about. And that's actually blocking that electrical field that's coming out of your body. Animals actually use that in large part to tell what's living and what isn't, especially when it comes to movement. So I always use the example, if you're out on a windy day and, you know, there's all kinds of branches and black grass, everything growing around you, but you move a finger and like a gobbler will pick you up like that. And if you've ever wondered why, how he can pick up that in the midst of all that other movement, it's because your movement has an electrical field and he sees it visually. So in the case of turkeys, hex is an absolute game changer. You know, I bow hunt exclusively, and I've shot over 60 of them with a bow and I don't use a blind. Try a lot of times to make sure that they're looking at me when I draw now, just to prove that we can do it every time. Wow. So,
I mean, I need all the help that I can get in the turkey woods with turkey season on the horizon. I may have to put this to the test real quick for myself.
Well, we can definitely help you out with that for sure. But so what you're going to see, like for instance, with turkeys, the biggest thing you're going to see with turkeys is that movement isn't going to get you busted, not like it normally does. Now you can't jump up and down and do jumping jacks, but like raising a shotgun, drawing a bow, turning your head around, running your calls, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we've done it with turkeys looking right at us at 10 yards and less, and you won't get a reaction from them. It's amazing what it does with turkeys. And it's part of that's because birds actually see it visual. So with any bird, hex is an absolute, I mean, it'll help you every time you get close to them. Okay. You know, so it does also work well with deer, elk, pretty much any species, but with turkeys and actually canines, because there was a study in 2016 that actually found the same molecule in the canine's eyes that birds have. It's called cryptochrome, and that's what they use to actually see those fields visually. So, you know, with canines, we also see a very big difference. We actually sell a version of our hex underlayer to special forces, and they use it. They tell us when they do tell us anything, which is not very often, but they say that they gain between 60 and 90 seconds with dogs before they'll alert. So those guys are going into a covert situation where dogs are going to be the alert system. It's a pretty big advantage for them as well.
So that's really interesting that you've got backing with that level of expertise, because we know a lot of the hunting industry, a lot of these products get brought in from the technology from the military. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you come out with a hunting product that the military or someone has adopted because they found a practical use for it.
Right. So, gosh, it's probably been 6 or 7 years ago now. We were at the NWTF show and we were approached by a full bird colonel, and he actually was the representative of a group of retired generals. So there was two retired generals, General Gary Luck, who's a four-star general, Army general retired, and then Buck Bedard, who's a three-star retired Marine general. Buck actually ran he actually led the charge in Baghdad. So he's pretty, both of them are interesting guys, but they knew more about hex than we did. So, and they obviously had done a lot of research, and I think there was a lot of stuff that they couldn't really tell us, obviously. But basically, long story short, they asked us if we would be interested in entertaining a relationship with them in order to bring that into the military. And so we're currently doing that. Special Forces right now is the only place we're really selling it. Special Forces has a lot more leeway to get whatever they want than the rest of the military does. So we're still hoping that'll continue on and be in a more general use of the military as well. That's kind of what the generals told us. They said it's going to take you 10 years here. I don't think anything's going on. So we're getting through that now. So, but yeah, so like I said, the Special Forces, that's what they tell us. They've also used our wetsuit line as well. So, and they've had some pretty good feedback with that. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with Special Forces, they don't tell you a whole lot. So
you guys have a wetsuit lineup too? That's awesome.
Yeah. So Hex Aquatic, we actually launched that through a licensee, And the licensee, relationship kind of fell apart on us a little bit. So right now we're in the process of relaunching the Hex Aquatic wetsuit line. But so I don't technically have a product on market right now, but we are working on bringing that back. But you know, if you've watched Shark Week, our logo is all over Shark Week to this day. You know, a lot of the shark scientists were using it. You know, it's a guy named Forrest Galante, very big supporter of Hex. He's been using it on the Extinct and Alive show on Animal Planet and a lot of Shark Week stuff too. So yeah, no, we're not really just a hunting company. That's what I'm passionate about. So that's what I like to talk about. But no, we have a lot of other things going on too.
Man, that's awesome. I did not realize you guys had adapted to multiple uses other than just hunting for this product. Because when I seen this product, this was 10 years ago, maybe on a Pursuit channel or something like that. Like, I would see the commercials, but I didn't know anybody that had ever used it. And a lot of the things that I purchased growing up was something that was recommended by a friend. So, like, shame on me. Maybe I'm missing the beat. Maybe there's a reason why I'm not killing turkeys like I need to be killing turkeys.
Well, we can definitely make or help you kill a lot more turkeys. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah, we've been doing a show called Hunting with Hex on the Pursuit Channel, I believe in our 12th season now. And it was one of the ways that we were able to really get the concept out and show people how it works and everything like that. And that was one of our main marketing strategies for a long time. We're now doing pretty extensive social media marketing and YouTube and everything else. So we've really kind of adapted past that. But, you know, we're also a consumer direct product. So, you know, we have actually turned down every box store that there is in out there because every one of them wants 60% margin, which would put our price pretty much out of reach for a lot of people. We're not an inexpensive product to make. That grid is very technical and the fabric is very expensive. So we chose to go the direct consumer route. It does limit our exposure to, you know, in a lot of ways, but you know, it also helps us to be able to make sure that everybody has exactly what they need to see the results. And that's kind of been the background of our success. If you just wear one piece of Hex, you're not going to see what we'd like you to see. So, you know, you need the whole system, a shirt, pant, head cover, at least to see what you need. If you're on turkeys, you need gloves too. But that's one of the reasons why maybe a lot of people haven't heard about us, but we've actually been out there and we're very well proven, very well vetted at this point.
So, you have multiple different clothing options, not a huge clothing lineup, because I think sometimes companies get into a situation where they're making products just to make new products, but you've got a product like you got base layers, you got little like an outer layer and like a hoodie system. Do I need all three of those layering systems or do I just need one layering system?
No, all you need is Hex in one layer. Okay. And we've kept our product line very simple. Originally, we just made, and we still do, our lightweight system, which is a super lightweight fabric, almost a mesh. And so the concept behind that was it was something that you could use in any hunting situation. You can add it underneath or over the top of your regular hunting clothing. It's going to work just fine, but it wouldn't be something that was going to, you know, overheat you and that kind of thing. We still sell a lot of that system. It works very, very well. But, you know, as we kind of went through things, the next thing we did is our base layer, which is just that. It's a very high quality base layer, different fabric, slightly heavier, but still not, you know, not really a pure thermal, but it does have a tighter fit and it fits like a base layer, like a long john on the bottom. It's a quarter zip Henley top. So, and then all of those come with a head cover as well. And then our most recently, we went into our outerwear, which is our hoodie, our hooded shirt, we call it. It does have an integrated face mask, which is really nice because you can just keep that right there and deploy it whenever you want. And then we also have an outer layer pant now as well. So it's just a super nice hunting pant that has Hex, you know, in it. So the idea is to try to have a pretty basic, you know, lineup because the technology is really what we're all about, but also have, you know, some different options for people and, you know, however they like to wear it the best.
So the clothing options are more technology. So are you leasing out or licensing out this technology to other brands or is this the only place you can find it is from Hex at this time?
Yeah, we did do a licensing agreement years ago with Gamehide for a while. And Gamehide's a great company, but the problem that we ran into was our messaging. And, you know, if the messaging isn't right, it's going to look like snake oil to anybody. And we understand that. And so we really have kind of taken this to ourselves. We are doing all of our messaging, and we've, you know, proven the ways to get the message to people so they understand what's going on. You know, to this day, I mean, there's still, I mean, everybody that sees this for the first time is understandably skeptical. And the thing is, you know, we've been around long enough since 2010, 5 issued U.S. patents, about 30 international patents. So it's very well proven and very well vetted. So it's really important that people get that message. So that's one of the reasons we've just kind of kept that to ourselves, and you know, it just allows us to make sure everybody's going to have a good, you know, a good experience with Hacks, which is what's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very unique product because you got a patent on it, so nobody else is making it. Mm-hmm. So it's got a carbon grid in it that blocks my electrical current from being visible outside of that. Is there any risk of, hey, does my electrical current need to be released, or does it need to stay? Like, is there any kind of safety side of that we should be worried about?
There's really not. We get a lot of, you know, questions from people like the wear pacemakers and things like that. And there's really not any downside to it. There's no health risks or anything to wearing it. Basically what happens is that electrical field goes out, is captured by that grid. And whenever you touch a grounded object, it's going to ground it out almost immediately. So, you know, you're really, it's not going to cause any kind of bodily function problems or anything like that. So there's no worries there.
Okay. I was kind of curious of that. So the reason why I ask is I've got a safety background on that side of it. So I had to ask the safety related stuff. The material itself. So it's got this carbon weave inside of it, or carbon grid, I should say. How do I launder it? How do I care for this if it's, seems like it might be kind of delicate. How do I take care of it?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, the short answer is just like you would any other hunting clothing. You don't have to, you know, recharge it or anything like that. You just put it in. I usually just wash mine with my regular, any other hunting clothing that I have. You can use any of the regular detergents, that kind of thing. There's one precaution, and that is with the ozone dry wash systems. Particularly those that force ozone through the fabric. So ozone is very corrosive to carbon, and it's corrosive to all carbon. But what happens if you're like put it in, you know, I mean, a lot of people are familiar with the scent crusher, but there's a lot of systems out there that where you're putting an ozone generator right in a bag. And with Hacks, you need to keep it out of there, because what will happen is it will basically disintegrate that carbon grid fairly quickly, and then you become non-conductive, and then you just got a shirt or a pants.
You got an expensive shirt that doesn't work.
Exactly.
So no ozone. So that's for me. Like, I've used a lot of ozone, so I'm glad I know that going into this. Two, like, say if it's in a grid pattern, what happens if that grid gets broken? Say, for instance, I tear it. Mm-hmm. Does it mess the whole grid up, or is it just that area that it's going to have a weak spot or an opening?
Yeah, you're going to have, like, if you've got a small tear, you know, inch or less, it's really not going to affect a whole lot. You are going to have a little less attenuation right in that area, but it's just going to be kind of like a leak. What normally I tell people to do if they do tear it like that is, you know, just an old iron-on, like, patch, you know, those little iron-on patches, lay it together, like, put one of those iron-on patches over, pull it together, and it's really not going to affect it too much. Now, if you get a big tear, it's going to be a different thing, but if you're talking in just a little small tear or something, it's not going to affect you, you know, okay, enough that you're going to tell the difference.
It's really interesting, because that's one of these products that I've seen out here for years, and I've always been skeptical myself, but I've always wanted to test it. Like, I love to test products and to learn. I'm more of a gear guy. So we talked about, like, kind of damage to the product. Is there a warranty or anything that comes with these?
Sure. So we have a year warranty on defects in products and workmanship. So, you know, I don't have a, you know, I can't guarantee that you're going to kill a big buck or that you're going to kill a big turkey, because there's a lot of things involved in that. But as far as the, you know, the product itself, you know, we do stand behind that 100%. So,
okay. So it's good to know that there's a product that kind of, any kind of warranty, I always like to talk about. Mm-hmm. So this, Hey, let me interrupt this podcast episode real quick and talk about huntinggeardeals.com. If you're interested in saving money on hunting gear, there's no better place on the web. Basically, what huntinggeardeals.com does is scour the web for discounted products on hunting gear and shares them in one convenient location. So type in huntinggeardeals.com in your web browser and sign up for the daily deal email so you never miss a deal. Now, back to the show. This is designed to block our electrical field. What about, and this might be like that million-dollar idea, like you ain't already got one, but what about like trail cameras? So sometimes people get worried about trail cameras putting off, whether it be the flash or the noise, but like are electronics putting off the same electrical field that we could
it's
block?
It's a pretty interesting question, actually, because, you know, technically speaking, a man-made electrical device is going to put out a much higher electrical, you know, much higher frequency than what we put off as living beings. And man-made electrical devices really haven't been around all that long. So, you know, the instinctual fear of a man-made electronic device really hasn't had time to evolve in most animals. However, I was contacted by a guy out in Indiana who's probably got some of the biggest whitetail probably in the country, honestly. He's got a lot of 200-inch whitetail stuff. And he, through a mutual friend of ours, started using our Hex multi-rag face cover. That actually has a tighter grid. It's actually made out of our aquatic fabric, so it's got a little more conductivity and everything else. But he started putting that over his trail cameras because he was seeing with his own eyes, he was seeing deer, and he was never getting pictures of these deer. And interestingly enough, and this he's been doing this, and he's actually recording all the data for us right now. He's been putting the Hex trail cameras over. He actually was excited because there was a deer that he'd never had a picture of on the day one. He got a picture of that buck. He said he's visually watched those bucks walk around behind the cameras instead of walking in front of them. So, you know, I mean, can they pick it up? I mean, it's certainly possible. You know, black bears, I've been, you know, out west here, we do a lot of black bear stuff, and black bears are infamous for tearing up cameras.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and, you know, again, I've personally been using them on any time that we're hunting bears, and I haven't had a camera torn up with a hex thing on it. So just kind of I guess we could call this a news flash, I guess, or whatever. So we're currently in process of doing a little more research on that. We very well may have a product specifically for that here.
Man, that's something that I would really interested in. The reason why it's stuck in my head is because I just got off the phone with somebody from a camera company talking about trail cameras and bears, like tearing cameras up.
Uh-huh,
and yeah. We both had the same issue with it. So when we started talking about this, the wheels started turning. I'm like, man, that seems like a very practical use for this in the field and easy to test. One side of the tree has it, one side doesn't. Which way does that deer prefer to go as long as there's not bait on one side versus the other?
Yeah, so, exactly. And I mean, like I said, it's we don't have really enough research on it quite, but anecdotally, there's certainly it seems to be a benefit with that. And, you know, the other thing is how many times if there's the very first picture that you get on your trail camera, the deer's looking straight at it, even if it's a blackout model and all that. I mean, they're not making a noise, but what's happening is when that motion sensor triggers, that electronics in that camera are boosting up, you know, it's powering up. So it really does make sense. That
it does, 100%.
Especially for the mature deer. Now, like I said, I don't believe that it's had, you know, a long enough time, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint to, you know, have a fear of it. But I tell you, a big old whitetail that's been around for 4 or 5 years and he senses this and it's always in an area where bad things happen to him. Yeah, I get it. You know,
oh, absolutely.
They're smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other day and he's like, man, I've been hunting this deer for like 4 or 5 years. He's old, big old deer. Like I've seen the sheds to it. It's a big deer in an area that's hard to kill big deer. And he said, I can put corn out. And he said, this deer will not come to a corn pile for nothing. Mm-hmm. I can put minerals out. He'll come to that mineral pile every time. Mm-hmm. He said, but he will not come to a corn pile. And I said, that's kind of weird because we don't have in that area. There's no corn fields or even food plots even at that area. So you throw corn out in December, January, like every deer in the country wants to find it. Mm-hmm. But it's due to the fact that he's had a bad experience. Yeah. With that product or with that situation, he's big and smart. He knows to avoid it. So,
yeah.
Man, I'd love to trick a big old buck this year by fooling it with a HEC system.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's something that we're actively pursuing right now. I do think it's got some merit. I'm not a big gimmick guy, so I want to make sure that if we do a product, I want to make sure that I can tell people that what it's going to do and that it'll actually do that. So, you know, it's something that I've been in this industry for a long time. I actually started Winner's Choice Bowstrings back in 2000. So that was my first time I was in the outdoor industry. And that was my first company we launched. Outside, I used to have an Archery Pro Shop as well. So a lot of people might be familiar with Winner's Choice from back in the day. I actually ended up selling that company in 2012, mostly because our patents started issuing and HEC had a lot more upside than the string company did at that time. So I felt like I'd taken the string company as far as I could, and found a company that was in need. So we made that move, and yeah, we've just been HEC ever since. But so I've been around it a while.
Seems like a smart move. I mean, we all need bowstrings, but like this HEC system has me really intrigued. So that's cool.
I mean, the cool thing about HEC is it's not just a hunting product. Like I said, it's got a lot of other applications as well. You know, our HEC wildlife line is designed for basically anybody who likes to have a close interaction with wildlife, but may not be a hunter. So we have some non-camo versions of HEC for that crowd. I know bird watchers, it's a giant thing for bird watchers, but it allows them to get closer and you know, be less, you know, impactful and all that stuff too. So, but yeah, it didn't take once the patents issued, and they issued extremely strongly. It wasn't it's pretty easy to see which one was going to go further.
So. Oh, I'm sitting here thinking, I was like, man, I wonder if they're private company or publicly traded. I may start looking up stock, but I assume you guys are privately owned companies.
We are at this time.
But so if I was to buy it as a consumer and test it, how would you recommend the consumer trying to figure out, does it work or does it not?
Okay. So number one, you need a full HEC system. So like I said, our basic HEC system is a shirt, a pant, and a head cover. And it doesn't matter which HEC product you get. They'll all work the same way. So, you know, if you go on our website, we actually have the recommended systems laid out. So, you know, we've got an outerwear system, which is a hoodie and a pant. We have a base layer system, which is our base layer with a face mask. And then we have our lightweight. Those are our three basic systems. But you can mix and match any of those just to suit your needs. But to see what we want you to see, that's the absolute minimum you're going to need. Now, I will say, if you're hunting turkeys or waterfowl, any kind of bird, actually predators as well, especially canines, because we've already talked about that, we definitely recommend the hands as well, because I don't know anybody that can shoot any one of those without moving their hands. So, and they're super attuned to it. So the gloves are going to be a make or break on those species, but, like deer, elk, things like that, your basic HEC system, you're going to see the difference. So, you know, for instance, with deer, I know this question is probably coming, so I'll just answer it before you ask it. With deer, what you're going to see, number one is, you know, if you're in your tree stand and, you know, when that buck's walking by and he just stops and looks up in your tree for no reason and you didn't move and the wind's right and everything else, and it happens to all of us, that's going to pretty much go away. That doesn't happen really ever with HEC unless you're making noise or, you know, there's something else that causes them to look in your direction. The other thing that you're going to see is when they do get close, they're going to be much calmer. They're going to stay there much longer. And when they do, like say, for whatever reason, they do pick you up, you're not going to see the reaction the same way. I've had whitetail turn and walk to me many times when they actually, you know, are aware of us. And just because they don't really recognize you as something that's living, you're obviously something, right? But they don't see you the same way. So it's almost a confusion factor with deer a lot. With mule deer out here in the West, I mean, I've taken two or three just walking out across an open field right at them. And it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And it doesn't work every time, and I only bow hunt, by the way. So, you know, I've got to get inside I'm pretty confident out to 60. So usually if I get inside 60, I can shoot them. But, you know, it's a major advantage. Like I said, you're not invisible and you still have to keep the wind right and all of that stuff that we always do. But it does allow an extra level of, you know, options for you, and you're just going to see a lot of difference in that. So,
okay. So we start with the base layers. Like, it's got the carbon weave in it, but what is the actual fabric made out of? Because there's synthetic fibers, there's merino wool fibers. Yep. for base layers, like if it's cold or hot, like it makes a big difference on me what I'm wearing next to my skin.
Yeah, so our base layer it's a polyester, it's got some lycra and some other things in it that helps wick moisture away from your body. I would actually put our base layer next to a Sitka or a Kuyu base layer for doing what a base layer does. It's not a highly thermal one, but it does wick moisture away. It's super comfortable, soft against the skin, all that kind of thing. And then now our lightweight suit is just a polyester base. That suit just basically just holds the technology. It really doesn't do anything else. It does breathe very well because it's super thin. But that's just kind of the basic, get the hex technology on someplace system. So, and then our outerwear pants are they're a lightweight fabric, but they're also silent and very durable. They also have a polyester base, and there's there's a little bit of lycra in those as well, so they have a little stretch to them. They're made to be an outerwear pant fabric. They're the nicest hunting pants you'll wear probably ever. They do have the side leg pockets and all that kind of stuff. And they're super comfortable. We actually sized these very much like the Kuhl brand, the KUHL brand out of Salt Lake City. I actually feel like their fit is better than Kuyu or Sitka. So that's kind of how we style the sizing. So, we've had pretty good luck with them so far.
Yeah, interesting. Cause that's kind of the one thing that I was wondering, like, hey, if I'm wearing this next to skin, like it's got to perform for all the other features that I'm typically using a base layer for now versus what I would be utilizing hex for, which is that blocking of that energy source, that electrical.
Yeah. So it was important for us to make sure that people like the, product. If it has a downside to it, I mean, I remember years ago when Scentlock first came out and it was stiff and horrible to wear and it was just uncomfortable. And, even if it worked, a lot of people wouldn't going to give it a try because it just wasn't comfortable about it. So, that's one of the things that we did, especially with the base layer. We did quite a bit of work with making sure that fabric was going to do what it needed to do. And like I said, I'd lay it up against a Sitka or a Kuyu base layer all day long.
Okay. And speaking of Kuyu and Sitka and all these other brands, like you guys have your own camouflage patterns or are you bringing in some other stuff, other licenses?
Yeah. So we are licensing with Mossy Oak now. We have it was an experiment for us. We have our own patterns called Hextile. It's our own digital pattern. We did that mostly because we have to pay royalties and everything like that. And most people wear hex as an underlayer. So the branded camo, which we did for years, we did Mossy Oak and Realtree for years. And since most people were wearing it as an underlayer, it just kind of ended up being an added cost that a lot of people weren't really seeing a benefit to. So we went to our own digital camo, which we don't upcharge for. But we are bringing back the Mossy Oak Bottomland in some of our outerwear pieces now, just because that pattern is one that, a lot of hunters just like the looks of it and that kind of thing. And in an outerwear piece, it makes sense. There is a visual part of camouflage. It does do something for sure. I don't believe it does as much as hex does, but still having that available for people. Right now it's available in our hoodie and our hat, and it will be available in the outerwear pants, hopefully late this fall, if not for sure by 2025.
Okay, so Mossy Oak Bottomland, I mean, that's one of those iconic patterns that what is old is now new again. So you're starting to see a lot more of that in that throughout the industry and Bottomland and stuff. What about like base or the solid color? Solid colors seem to be such a prominent part of the new age culture of run and gun and play. Yeah, it's kind of unique the fact that it's taken on a moniker of its own just by using no camouflage.
Yeah, well, and so we do have our hoodie, and we have that available in a green and tan. It's a nice looking hoodie. You could wear it anywhere. You wear it uptown or whatever, but it does have the hex in it. And we also have our outerwear pant in a basic brown as well. And it's the same exact outerwear pant. And I'm actually got a pretty big overstock in those. So right now I've got those on a pretty good discount on the website too, just because I'd like to move them. I end up with a lot more of those color than I probably needed to start with. So we're offering a really good chance for people to get in it there. But, you know, when you talk about camo, like, for instance, I never wore a stitch of camo last year, all turkey season. None. Zero. I wore our green and tan hoodie, our brown pants. And actually, I shot three birds last year wearing an orange vest over the top of all that, just to prove that hex, that especially with birds, that electrical field is their number one defense. It is their eyes, but it's actually what they see. So
all with a bow?
All with a bow. All with a bow. No blind. No blind. Oh, sitting out in the open. Our YouTube channel, it's Hex Stealth Screen on YouTube. There's a whole section with turkeys in there. And you know, it's if you're a turkey hunter, it's a good thing to look at because it'll blow you away. And a lot of those are sent in by customers as well. We had a really nice one sent in last year by a kid out in Pennsylvania, shot a public land bird with his bow, just like I do, right out in the open. You know, I get a lot of guys say, oh, you can't do that on Eastern bird, you can't do that on Osceola, whatever. So he sent that in. I also have a video of my daughter taking the number two Osceola ever taken by a woman with a bow set, and right in the open, she drew while he's looking at him at 15 yards. No reaction
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, so me being on the east side, it's like my first thought was like, what state's he killing these birds in?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've killed them all over the country. I'm actually headed out to Texas next week. I've got a buddy down there. We're going to watch some videos down there. But I've taken every species outside of the ones down in Mexico, and that's going to happen next year. I've already got those set up just so I can complete the slam. I haven't actually done that just because I haven't been to Mexico yet. But, you know, we've taken Easterns. Like I said, my daughter's Osceola was the number two ever. It's actually, I believe, number four all time, Osceola. And that footage is unbelievable. I mean, because that bird is right on, and it was actually her first bird she'd ever shot in her life. So it was a heck of a way to start. Heck of a way to start. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it works on all turkeys, see the same way. You know, it doesn't matter where they live. You know, if you can get the bird in front of you, you're going to, which is always the challenge, right? I mean, that's a whole different thing. But when the bird gets in front of you, you know, the movement of like drawing a bow or raising a gun or something like that, you're going to get away with it all day long. What I tell most shotgun hunters is just leave the shotgun on your lap. It's going to feel weird, but leave it on your lap until you get ready to shoot the bird, raise the shotgun, and kill him. Who's going to stand there and take it in the face every time? So I haven't had one person come back and tell me that doesn't work, by the way. No, we've been at the NWTF show for 8 years now, and I've been telling them that. And the cool thing about the NWTF shows, I don't have to talk a lot there. I just let our customers do the talking. So it's a fun place to be.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get to do any of the shows this year. So my wife and I had a new baby. He showed up a little early. So show season for me was canceled. It was more important for me to stay home. So I missed that opportunity to kind of go network and catch up with old friends, stuff like that. So next year, NWTF is certainly on my list of things to do.
Yeah, we'll definitely come by for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
I'll send you a suit out and let you try it, and then you can come by and tell me your story when you're at the show.
Sounds good. And and I'll have to post that deal on the pants that you were talking about on huntinggeardeals.com.
Yeah, for sure. It's a, you know, we've got that. Normally that's a $149 pant, but I've got those actually at $80 right now. And they're the nicest pants you're ever going to wear. I mean, I wear them all the time, whether I'm on or not, just because they're a comfortable pant. But yeah, we don't do those kind of discounts very often. It's just, I had an opportunity to get some fabric done with hex material in it, and it ended up in that brown color. So I ended up with a lot more that was like, if I did it in that color, it was going to be a discount. So it allows me to be able to discount a little bit more too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's good. And you see that with a direct-to-consumer brand like yourself, when you can pass those savings along to the consumer rather than go to the box store and, yeah, you know how those margins, and they beat you up on price, and then you end up with the monopoly that we've got with Bass Pro buying Cabela's, and we don't see sales and deals. So I track those sales and deals all the time, and I can assure you the deals and sales don't come along as often as what they did when those were separate companies. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and like I said, that's one of the reasons why we're consumer direct, is because that, you know, if we were in a box store, you know, we would be $75 to $100 more expensive just because of the margin that they require. And, you know, it's a lot of people don't realize, especially in clothing. I mean, most of the box stores are going to ask for 60%. You know, that means they're making 10% more than I am. And
wow.
In today's world, you know, Amazon, like them or hate them, they've kind of changed the world. You know, people buy everything online now. We have a fit guarantee. So, you know, if you get it and it doesn't fit you, we, you treat for free, exchange it back and forth until you get what you like. And it's worked well for us. It really has. And it keeps our prices to where, you know, pretty much anybody can afford one.
So you've got your head covered, your hands covered, a shirt, pants. The only thing that sounds like it's not covered is my feet. But
we have socks as well. For somebody who wants everything, the socks, and they're a super nice sock, very heavyweight sock. They'll stay up over your calves, that kind of thing. Your feet's probably putting out the least amount of anything in your whole body, so it's probably the least important piece. But if you're sitting in a tree stand or something like that, your feet are the closest thing to the deer. And, you know, if you're moving those around, I mean, they can still get you busted too. So for those people who want to cover everything, and also, like I said, it's the nicest hunting sock you'll have. We do have that as well. So we can pretty much cover everything head to toe.
There you go. So I'm looking forward to personally test it. It's one of those products that I should have tested 10 years ago when I started seeing it on TV, because the commercials or the show that I was watching, it was very intriguing. I've kind of lost touch. So it was cool for you and I to have this discussion to kind of plant that seed back. Turkey season's on the horizon. I know you're getting ready for a hunt. I think youth season starts in maybe 2 weeks for me, close to it. So I'll be having my kid out running around chasing turkeys, and I'll be ready to put this stuff to the test.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, like I said, for sure, let's get you set up. Let me know, you know, if you're taking your kid out, definitely put them in it too. I mean, a kid has a harder time sitting still than most everybody, you know.
Oh my gosh,
there. Yes. So, I mean, it can be a big advantage for that, because it is important. I mean, if one person has it and the other one doesn't, you're not going to see what I'd like you to see. You know,
right.
And it's really important for us to make sure that, you know, the customer gets out there and actually sees the difference. Because look, everybody's skeptical. They are. And I totally get it. We suffer from the too good to be true syndrome, I call it. You know, a lot of our videos are way over the top, and we do push the limit on a lot of the videos that we do. We're trying purposely to push the limit as far as we possibly can. And we kind of know where that limit is now, so we're pretty successful with getting that on film. But, just hunt the way you normally do, but you're going to be able to get away with a lot more movement, that kind of thing. As a bow hunter, for turkeys particularly, it changes the whole game, because you can get out of that blind. You don't have to pack that blind around. So for me, when I'm turkey hunting, I have a Millennium chair that's pretty portable that you can set on and, you know, turn easily and all that. I just look for a little back cover, set up against some back cover, and start calling, and, you know, that's all you need. So it'll change the game for bow hunting turkeys completely.
Those Millennium chairs are extremely comfortable too. So I definitely envy on that.
And they're easy enough to pack. You know, that's the big thing. They're pretty light. So, you know, when we're hunting turkeys, we're hunting them just like we would with a shotgun. We're getting them going, running and gunning on them. It's not any different than shooting with a shotgun, except if you're sitting in a chair.
So if I'm the consumer and I'm wanting more information about Hex, where should I go?
Well, our website is hexhunting.com, H-E-C-S. A lot of people say H-E-X, but it's H-E-C-S, hunting.com. That's our website. We also have our own Amazon store as well. So if you're, you know, an Amazon customer, you can find us there. And then also, you know, if you just want to learn about Hex, the Hex Stealth Screen channel on YouTube is a great place to go. We have informational videos. We have hunting videos. We have basically every episode of our show for the last 5 or 6 years on there now. That's a great place to really learn and understand what we do. Of course, the website does the same thing too. If you're a science geek, there's all kinds of research you can dive into there. Everything that you need to know about Hex is there. And also, you know, obviously reach out to us. We have a great customer service staff that helps people and answers questions all the time. So
awesome, man. Mike, it's been a pleasure. I wish you the best of luck this turkey season. And thank you for being on the podcast.
All right. Well, I hope you and your kid have a great hunt as well. And knock them down, buddy.
Yeah, that's the plan. So he killed his first turkey last spring, and I'm hoping we got 2 weekends from now. I can put him on another bird. So that's
awesome.
That's the goal.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I don't know about you, but that means more. I've got a daughter that hunts, and I've got granddaughters coming up now too. And there is nothing more special. I'd rather watch them shoot, you know, anything than for me to shoot 10 of them. So,
oh yeah. My season starts after his is finished. So
yeah,
like that's kind of the way I look at that situation. There's nothing more rewarding to help somebody grow and be successful in something that I'm so passionate about, but for also for them to be so close to me and mean so much. Like, it's one thing for me to take a stranger and introduce them to hunting, but it's another thing to take that little part of you, watch it grow up, and then let them loose into the whitetail woods or chasing turkeys with you and share that passion.
It's a special deal. It really is. I know my youngest daughter and I have had some great times, and she's an absolute stone cold killer. She is. You don't want to be close to her. She wants to, and she just bow hunts too. So I think she's taken 4 or 5 elk with a bow already. So, which is kind of my passion. I'm a big elk hunter. I've actually been fortunate enough to take 49 with a bow. So, that's if I had to pick one thing in the whole world to hunt, it'd be elk. There's no doubt. So.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had the chance to hunt elk. I drew a tag for Montana one year and can't remember what happened, but I had to send it. I sent it back. Like, I didn't just eat the tag. I went ahead and sent it back. I said, give somebody else a chance, because I don't know, it's a layoff at work or something. And I can't remember. Maybe a divorce. I've been to a divorce. But I had to send it. Yeah, I had to send the tag back. Hurt my feelings. Haven't drawn one since, but I'm definitely going to make it out chasing those giant turkeys. That's what everybody compares them to on the
east. There's no comparison. I mean, yeah, you call them in, but an elk is so much, I mean, yeah, you can't really compare them to a turkey.
It tastes great. I know. I get a chance to eat some. So they're delicious. So.
Absolutely. So,
all right, Mike, I appreciate it. For more information, check out Hex Hunting. And I thank you for being on the podcast.
All right. Thanks, Cameron. I enjoyed it.
You too. That's it for today's episode. Thanks, Mike, for stopping by to talk with us and let us know more about Hex Hunting products. So for more information about Hex, visit huntinggeardeals.com.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.